after a long road trip, first game back, is kind of a tough adjustment. How are you able to kind of get off to such a fast start?
Well, it helped the puck was going in the net. So when you score often early, it kind of helps your psyche. And you know, I don't think anybody on either team thought it was going to be 4-0 that close, you know, that early in the game. And you know, fortunately, that you know kind of propelled us.
Shanker said that Shangle kind of set the wheels in motion a bit in terms of just showing the guys, hey, make a simple play, get the puck to the net, and kind of good things will happen. Is that kind of the way you guys saw?
Yeah, I thought we were really directing pucks at the net for most of the game. It kind of got a little loose there as the score, you know, got a little, the gap got a little larger. We got a little loose, and then we stopped shooting, especially on the 4-on-4. We had a lot of opportunities, and these are unique games because in this league, nobody's 9-3, you know, better than the other. It's one of those nights where pucks were going in for one team, and they're hard to play. In 82 games, you are going to see one or two of these. And it's, you know, it can be tough on both sides of it, you know, because your guys are feeling it on your side, and you know, it's frustrating. I've been on the other side as well. But it's one of those, you know, especially for us, we're trying to get a little traction to come back and, you know, have all these road games and now to get some at home. It's good to do that, you know, in front of the home fans.
John, you get the big lead, it's 4-1 after the first period, but the way you control about the first 10 minutes of that second period where the Rangers didn't have a shot on goal, you kept the puck down the offensive zone. When you have a big lead, are those some of those things that you really look for out of your team? How do they deal with that lead?
Well, one of the things was when we had the lead, you know, from a coaching perspective, I think I'm not sure the Rangers had a shot yet, and we were, you know, we only gave up, I think, 4 shots in the first, so we were trying to build off that, and you know, we ended up scoring a few more, obviously, but our focus was, let's make sure we're being responsible. We, for a lot of the night, we were. Again, it's just different in those games because of how, you know, the score kind of dictates a little bit on both sides of the puck, how the game's played. The Rangers kept coming, but for most of the night, you know, we didn't give them a ton of scoring chances, and you know, our special teams on both sides of the puck are, you know, it's another one for our PK to do well again tonight. The power play was hot, and so you just got to keep building on, you know, all facets of the game for us.
The power play's been hot, obviously, the last 3 or 4 games. What have you seen overall? Is the movement, or is guys kind of being more?
We're shooting the puck, and you know, especially, you know, heady shooting more from up top. So when you get that, now it's going to free up other guys. And Killorn's been really good down low. He's getting sticks on pucks. So it's working. Their entries have been good. They're winning faceoffs. You have possession time, and it just enhances your chances to score.
How consistent has Alex been this year, Killorn?
He's been, Alex, that's pretty much been his career, hasn't it? Consistent. He's and when he gets to the playoffs, he really delivers. And so it's he's been a staple on our team, and he plays, you know, he's one of those guys that plays in all situations, and he excels. It's been really good.
You mentioned coming home tonight in front of the home crowd. Tonight was the first 16 of 22 at home, so there's really a chance to do something the next month.
Well, we need to. We have a number of games in hands on team, but everybody's winning, and it's been an abnormal year with the amount of games that are going to overtime. So people are just accumulating points. So the only thing you can really do is look after yourself and try and win hockey games. And we have to win these games in hand. That's the bottom line. And so tonight was a good start. And, you know, we got one more here before we go back on the road in 2. And then we have an extended time at home. So keep building on what happened in Sweden, and took another step forward tonight. Now we just got to continue against Winnipeg.
Speaking of Killorn, you mentioned since day one in camp, you want to be limited penalties, be more disciplined. I mean, that first goal he had, he tried to go into a penalty after they took another penalty, and for him to have that kind of work held on to kind of get goaded into that.
We were, again, the game kind of dictated some of the things that happened, but, you know, still up to first, I think, you know, they had 2 power plays. I think we only had 1, and but it's, I like their discipline in Stockholm and how we played there, and I think we ended up taking four tonight. But again, this is just a different type game, and I'm glad we came on top, but it's also a turn the page, and let's get ready for Winnipeg.
Cooper, really nice moment there in the locker room with all the military, yeah. The military appreciation. How cool is it to be a part of something like that?
Well, from the day I've arrived in this town and just to watch the whole operation, the organization, from the community hero program to just everything that gets done, it's an honor to be a part of the organization. But one of the keys for us, especially, you know, in the area we are with the, you know, MacDill, the base, and to have the military presence here and how much it means to our owner, our staff, and to support the military and to be a part of the Medal of Honor ceremony that was here a couple of weeks ago, humbling. And so to be around the guys and gals, it just puts everything in perspective and, you know, puts smiles on our guys' face, and I know we put smiles on their faces, and it's a lot of fun to be a part of.
So impressive, Sunday is 101.
Yeah, how about that? That was, I couldn't figure out if the whole crowd was going to start singing with them or they were just in awe of what an awesome performance it was, and they let him go. So really cool.
Thank you. Thanks, people. Noon here tomorrow.